You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
A wedding date. That seems like a great way to get to know somebody. We'll find out with Megan in Data We're Dumping.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
So, yeah, back us up here. How did you guys meet up, and why did you go to a wedding for your date?
Well, okay, a little background. I actually met Jack on Match, and at the time I told him I'm not looking to rush into a relationship. Okay. I just want to be out there, meet some new people, have a good time, explore opportunities, not just hook up, like wham, bam, thank you, man, but, you know, enjoy things, you know? Like,
right.
And he seemed to be on the same page, same boat, no pressure, just really relaxed and chill on our date. We met up for coffee, and honestly, things went pretty smoothly. We hung out, talked for like an hour. It was going really well, and I swear, I hadn't planned on asking to a wedding, but he was just like really cool to be around and nice, so it just kind of came out. I asked him to a friend's wedding with me, and I literally planned on going by myself, you know? Like, I have no problem going to these things on my own. I just, like I said, like, it was like really cool being with him. Things went so well. I just thought it would be nice to have someone there, maybe talk to, say it was dance, all the things.
And like-minded in the fact that you guys aren't looking for a relationship. You're just looking to hang out. Like, have somebody to talk to at the wedding.
Common ground.
Totally. So when I asked him, he didn't even hesitate. He was like, oh, free food and cake? Like, sign me up.
Okay.
Nice.
We ended up going together, and we hung out. We drank a little bit. We danced. We even ended up getting a room, staying over.
Oh.
Rest the next day, and it was a good time. I had a great time. I'm still not looking for this yet, but I do want to see him again, and I've reached out a few times, and I don't know. I haven't heard anything back. I'm just really not sure why.
Did you catch the bouquet?
Oh, that would jinx you.
Yeah, that would throw a guy.
And then make
right
a big
there
old deal about it, and he's like, "Whoa,
no, nothing like that."
Okay.
Did he get like a side conversation with maybe one of your exes, and they spilled the beans about you?
I don't think
well,
so.
You imply that there's something bad to say.
I'm just saying there could be some good, some bad. I don't know. I mean, that's why I'm just putting it out there.
Most of the people at the party I've known for all of my life. They're like family. So okay. I don't think so.
In that environment, sometimes it's easy to kind of get caught up in the moment. And people are typically, if you do drink alcohol, typically people are having quite a bit on a wedding night. So like, are you sure you didn't like accidentally like lay it on thick or something? About being in the moment and being like, this could be, or like, I don't know, like maybe after today, this could be something like real between us or.
Right. You know, I hope I didn't. I don't think I did.
You didn't have nervous toots, did you? Because sometimes people get those and then that might have scared him away.
That's what he goes to every time, nervous toots.
I don't think so. If I did, he was another gentleman not to say anything.
Okay.
Good. Husker Nick's fail safe. Nervous toots.
I mean, those get there. You guys, when we're doing some of our segments on the show, I can hear over the microphone Coriel's nervous toots. Like, we're doing JP Makes Us Guess, and I make a good guess. That might be the number one answer.
You can hear how
nervous. And in the background, I just hear a wheep. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Hey,
Coriel.
You want to know how I know that isn't true? Because of the sound effect you made. Blowhorn.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Is that a tugboat coming through?
Nope, just Coriel nervous right now.
Her going, huh?
All right. Sorry. Right. Back on track.
I think we've exhausted all real answers and gone with more ridiculous ones. So what we'll do.
Fine. Never mind then. I'm not guessing anymore. I'm out. I'm done. Forget it.
Oh, no. I want to hear what you have to say.
No, don't worry. We'll be glad to keep guessing and be ridiculous. But, like, let's just get Jack on the phone for you and see if we can sort this out for you and maybe see about you guys getting together again. And, again, you're still just looking to just hang out and have a good time. You're not looking for a relationship.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, then we will call Jack, see if we can help facilitate another meetup between the two of you.
Thank you.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
All right, now it's your turn to guess. What do you think went wrong between Megan and Jack?
Get those guesses in Facebook, KX969, or X in Instagram, KZKX969, as we say per usual. Gift form is the best form.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So Megan and Jack met on Match. Neither one of them are looking to get in a relationship, just wanted to hang out. So they got some coffee, really enjoyed each other's conversation. She's like, hey, I got a wedding to go to. Would you want to go? He's like, free food and free cake, I'm down. And so they went to a wedding, had a great time together, and then ended up getting a room and staying over and having a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
And then brunch the next morning, and now she is not getting anything from Jack and wanted us to reach out and see what is going on.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Jack.
Yeah, I'm Jack.
Jack, hi, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
What?
Hey.
No way.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay. I'm good. Is this about a wedding I went to?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Oh.
Going to the wedding with Megan and having basically your second date there, and then the stay over at a hotel and all that fun stuff. She's concerned why you're not getting back with her, and so she wanted us to reach out.
Okay. We had a great time. I'm not sure if you've ever been someone's plus one, but I mean, I got to be honest, I did feel like really out of place.
Okay.
And I just got this feeling that I was there for like a specific reason.
Oh.
Like not just to have a good time, but it was
like an underlining.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like I felt a little used because I felt like I was made out there to make another dude jealous.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so she was talking to some other guy at the wedding?
Exactly, a couple times, right? Like I'm seeing her at the bar and she's on the dance floor and she's flirting with the same guy, like, over and over again.
Question, did she tell you that was her intention before?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Just,
I'm there, and I felt like, okay, I'm going to be, like, outnumbered. I know, like, I'm going into a wedding. Like, she's going to know everybody. I'm not going to know anybody.
Right.
I knew that, so I thought that was going to be kind of a cushion for me. But honestly, like, I'm just watching her drink and flirt with this guy. Here's the kicker. This guy had a wife and a kid with him.
Wait.
Yeah.
So he was at the wedding with his wife and kid?
Oh, yeah.
And she was flirting with the guy?
Yeah.
With the married man?
With the married man.
Yeah.
Okay, like, well, I mean, I feel like that's a win for you to have this maybe dissolve.
I thought I was going crazy. Like, I'm wondering, like, does she see what I'm seeing? Like, she's not freaking out about it? Like, why is she not freaking out about it? Like, I got uncomfortable. Like, I didn't want any part of it. I still try to have a good time.
Right.
All that.
It's going to sound weird because you said flirting, but, like, you know for a fact that this is, like, not relation to her, right? She wasn't, like...
Like,
related?
What do you think she was doing?
Because it was a wedding.
She was flirting.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, a rom-com where it's, like, you're two-sided, right? Like, you see a girl looking at a guy, and I feel like I'm, like, watching their movie. I feel like I'm watching them connect in that way. Like, the music slows down, the lighting...
Oh, God.
Spotlight. I just felt like... Am I in their movie? Like, what is this?
Like, what was she doing with this guy?
She's, like, gazing into his eyes, rubbing his arm a couple of times.
Wow.
Like, the way she's, like, flipping her hair. It's all the signs.
Okay,
like,
so
all
she
the
was
signs.
Very
like,
clearly flirting.
Did it seem like all they, right. I mean, they knew each other, and like maybe they've been together before this? Is that?
Oh, yeah. It looked like they had a past history, for sure. Like, they wanted to, I guess, revisit it. Like, how convenient they're at this wedding together, huh? You know, everyone's there. You know, witnesses, unfinished business. Whatever.
If they did, that doesn't mean you, like, ignore your date and flirt with that person, like, almost all night long. I think the difference is if she would have said, hey, I'd like to have a date for this wedding. I want to make somebody jealous. Are you cool with that? People have done that. They do that.
Yeah, the people do that quite a bit.
If you're honest.
That was not said, right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And yet you still stayed the night with her in a hotel after watching her flirt with this other guy.
I mean, I'm a guy. Like, I'm not dead, right? I'm there. I'm having a good time.
He's already there.
I'm not dead. I'm already there.
What can I say?
Okay.
Win in Rome.
Win in Rome.
Let's find out, because you know this is Dana Redumpa. Megan's been listening in. Megan, who was the guy you were flirting with instead of hanging out with Jack?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Honestly, I'm friends with 90% of the guys that were in the wedding, at the wedding.
Sure.
I don't have anything going on with any of them.
Sure.
I was with you, like, the whole night.
Well, I mean, like, you were, like, adjacent to me. We were near each other, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Like, after the wedding, sure. Like, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, like, at the reception. Like, at the reception, who was that tall guy, dark hair?
With a family.
Okay, no, wait. His name was Ryan. Pretty, like, he has a wife, little boy running around. Like, I'm, I know what I saw.
Ryan? He's like a brother to me. Oh, my God. I've known him since grade school. Like, I've known his wife for forever.
Okay.
I don't know what you think you saw, but it's just, it's not true.
I mean, seriously, though, I felt like I was just like a pawn.
No,
I was
Ryan,
a decoy, like whatever you would call it. Like, I mean, you and Ryan
never
just hang out, you know?
Or, like, anyone. Yeah, no.
So this is truly friend of yours, and you're also friends with his wife.
Yes, she's very cool.
The interaction with you and Ryan seemed to be not just friendly, so that's where he got confused, and you claim and swear up and down that that's
you're not having
just
some
a
secret
friend.
Relationship.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Back.
Never, no. I'm just shocked.
I felt like the observer. I mean, like, look, I'm that perfect person. It's like a test, right? Like, I come into a place full of strangers, and it's like what I observe. And like I said, like,
sure.
It looked like it was like
sure. And if anything, like the fact that you could have a good time at all, like that was a big deal. And these are people that have been in my life for a minute. I guess maybe like we've gotten comfortable with the way that we all talk to each other. Like I wasn't even aware.
I have some friends that are like that, or I guess like I can relate in her situation.
Yeah,
where
I do
as
too.
As a stranger coming in, you might think that like flirting when it's just like
it's just being,
not.
Yeah,
I don't know. You're just very, very
yes.
close, very comfortable.
You guys have no idea how many times I have to explain you two to people.
Wait, what? What? Like JP and I's interactions?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, all
wow.
you two.
Absolutely
okay.
not.
We're like brother and sister.
Lord.
That's gross.
Absolutely
that's what
not.
I told them.
Well,
and
that's
they're
what
like,
she's saying.
And they're like, I'm like, oh, it's not like that.
Oh,
this isn't
Lord.
Arkansas, you dorks.
Okay,
absolutely
so,
not.
Jack, hearing this now and knowing that truly there's nothing going on between her and this friend of hers, would you want to go on another date
yeah,
with Megan
like
if we pay for it?
Pursue that?
I mean, again, like, I understand the circumstances. It's like kind of, I'm solo in this room full of people who know each other, and I'm like the stranger in a strange room, but like I get it. You know what? I do. Like, Megan, I'd like just more solo time with you. Like, just let's find the time. I guess I was wrong, but what I saw, and I'm sorry that's how it felt.
It's okay. I mean, I'm guessing maybe you've been down this road, and, like, you're coming from past experience, maybe. Like, has something like that happened to you before, where, like, you know, you were around someone you dated, and there was an ex involved? I don't know.
Why don't you guys get together for dinner on us, and you can talk about this more? And again, like, it seems like neither one of you are quite ready for a relationship, but just go hang out, okay?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good time. What do you say, Jack?
All right, I appreciate it. Like, no, I appreciate it. Like, it was brave of me going to that thing, brave of you inviting me to that thing, and brave of you getting on the radio, so I appreciate it. We're just a lot of brave people today. It's
yeah.
Really good.
Look at you guys.
Man. Bunch of brave folks. All right, well, hey, thank you so much for being on the show, you two, and best of luck.